I think that only those who are above a certain level of spirituality partake of the sacraments as such. Those below that level, as long as they have not reached it, do not belong, strictly speaking, to the church, no matter what they do. As it concerns me, I think I am below this level. That is why I said to you the other day that I regard myself as unworthy of the sacraments. This thought doesn't come, as you thought, from excessive scruples. It is founded, on one hand, in the consciousness of many definite faults in my actions and relationships with human beings, grave and even shameful faults, as you would certainly agree, and also most frequent. And on the other hand, and even more so, it is founded on a general sense of inadequacy. Nor am I not speaking from humility, because if I possessed the virtue of humility, maybe the most beautiful of virtues, I would not be in this state of miserable inadequacy. To finish up what has to do with me, I will say this. The kind of inhibition that keeps me outside of the church is due either to a state of imperfection found in me, or because my vocation and the will of God are opposed to it. In the former case, I cannot directly remedy this inhibition, only indirectly by becoming less imperfect, if grace should aid me. To bring this about, I must, on the one hand, endeavor to avoid faults in the natural realm, and on the other hand, I must continually increase the attention and love I give to my thoughts of God. If it is God's will that I join the church, God will impose that will upon me at the precise moment when I merit that His will should be imposed. On the other hand, if it is not God's will that I join the church, how can I enter? I know well what you have often repeated, namely that baptism is the common way of salvation, at least in the Christian nations, and there is absolutely no reason for me to have my own exceptional way. That is obvious. And yet, if it is in fact the case that it does not belong to me to pass through, what can I do? If it were conceivable to be damned by obeying God, and that by disobeying we are saved, I would still choose obedience. It seems to me that it is God's will that I should not enter the church for now. For, as I already said to you, and it is still true, I feel the inhibition that keeps me out no less forcefully in moments of attention, love, and prayer than at other moments. However, I felt a very great joy when I heard you say that my thoughts, the ones I revealed to you, are not incompatible with membership in the church, and that as a result I am not estranged from it in spirit. In any case, when I imagine baptism as the next concrete act toward my entry into the church, no thought troubles me more than separating myself from the immense and afflicted mass of unbelievers. I have the essential need, and I think I can say the vocation, to mingle with people and various human cultures by taking on the same color as them, at least to the degree that my conscience does not oppose it. I would disappear among them until they show me who they really are, without disguising themselves from me, because I desire to know them to the point that I love them just as they are. For if I don't love them as they are, it wouldn't be them that I love, and my love would not be true.